Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And here we go.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning. Happy Saturday. Oh, it's going to be another beautiful day. Warm day, not as hot as yesterday. And we are in the studio. We are ready to talk with you. Our studio is, well, it's getting there, isn't it? Yes, painted. We've got carpet on the floor. And more things are happening because at the end of summer, well, not the end of summer, but right around August.
Sometime in August, yeah.
You will see us as well as hear us.
See those tapes that make like a square?
Yes.
That's where the moss wall is going to be.
We've
got a framed moss thing that's going to fit there, and then the wood be around it, and so on. So
very good.
Yeah. Are you making this a man cave?
I
walked in and I saw the black and the gray, and I said, "They're making it a man cave."
No, the black walls are basically
we'll bring our sparkles.
The lighting people wanted because it they don't want the walls to show. So only those things that have lights on them will show up for the camera.
Okay.
And so the dark walls are basically to make them just kind of disappear and not be visible. They fade into the shadows. And those of us that are lit by all these fancy lights they're putting in will show up on the camera.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they
tell
me.
We'll have to see.
All right. Okay. And we'll just add a little fairy garden to that moss wall.
And I had this vision. They'll have a screen here and then they'll have some fancy home sound system. Sound systems. And I'm like, they're just converting it into a man cave.
Well, Dr. Mixon starts hauling in the pool table. We may have to put our foot down.
Well,
although it is his studio.
He can do that. That might be fun, actually. Mm. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Foosball.
All right. Here's the number to get through today. 1-800-465-8770. In the meantime, let's talk about BPH. Did I say that right? And BPH. This is something that we do at Longevity Medical Center, and it's become quite popular. So, and this is a topic that we get a lot of phone calls about.
Yeah.
So let's
benign
talk about this.
Prostatic hypertrophy.
Okay.
BPH. And Viasure is a thing that sends sound waves. They call it shock waves, but that sounds kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
really
shock. Mm-hmm. But it is a focused sound waves that they use. And it's kind of interesting. The original use for this sort of device goes back, 50 years or so. Mm-hmm. Physical therapists were using it for injured muscles and ligaments and tendons to increase blood supply and help promote healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been used for those sorts of injuries for decades and decades. And then somebody about 10 years ago discovered that if the purpose was to increase blood supply, they said, why not try it on men with erectile dysfunction?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that if you do a series of treatments, 6, 8, 10, all depends on the individual, most men will get improved erectile function. Now, improved does not necessarily mean 18-year-old rigidity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It gets better than it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the improvement in half of the people fades within about a year. The other half are still improved. So you can get about 7 out of 10 guys will get better than they were if you're using it for erectile dysfunction. But then the question came, what happens if you use it for enlarged or inflamed prostates instead of ligaments and tendons and muscles? And it turns out the guys that are using it for prostate symptoms are getting better results than the guys that are using it for ED. The guys that are using it for ED, the younger they are, the less ED problem they've got, the better result they get.
Absolutely.
The guys that are in their 70s and 80s and have virtually no function left, they don't get such great results.
Right.
You know, it just kind of stands to reason. The less damage has already been done, the better results you get with your therapy. So for use for ED, yeah, works, but it's not a cure. It's an improvement.
Right.
Same thing with benign prostatic hypertrophy. By improving the blood supply, by getting, you know, inflammation decreased within the prostate, by getting better oxygenation, we are getting better prostatic function and less obstruction. They are actually urinating better and more clearly.
Right. But what makes us stand out amongst others is that this technology is newer and that the treatment device head is much larger, so the penetration is deeper over a larger surface area.
Yeah, it used to be the transducers that sent the sound waves into the tissue were fairly narrow, thicker than a pin, but not as broad as the new ones. And so all that energy went in right through a small area of the skin, and it bite. It would bite.
Out.
I mean, it felt like somebody took a big rubber band and snapped you.
Yeah.
And if you're doing that, on, you know, 150 times on your penis,
and then ask them to come back again next week.
Yes, that's right. It tended to.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it tended to have a self-limiting process on the number of men who came back for a full therapy.
Right. Well, they used to use numbing cream in those days. Yeah. So.
But even with a numbing cream, guys were not happy about the way it felt.
I wouldn't know.
No.
Yeah.
Now with the bigger, the transducer is much broader, and it's putting the energy in over a much bigger surface area, and so the impulse is far less noxious. It also is no longer focused at the skin and then having to work its way through the tissue. It's actually focused well below the skin and below the nerves.
Yeah.
So that most guys don't need any numbing cream, and they really don't have any significant discomfort at all.
That's right. And so, they do come back, Lynette.
Yes, they do. Much better.
Especially if they're finding that they're functioning better,
come
back. Guys will keep coming back to have sex. It's just the way it works.
That's true. They were coming for the shockwave therapy. The sound wave is much better.
That's right.
And the only extra thing I will point out to any new listeners is that you don't have to be a longevity patient to get this treatment in our clinics.
That's
obviously, your results will be better if you're a longevity patient.
That's true, because we're doing all the other stuff to make you stronger, leaner. Smarter and sexier.
That's right.
Will make you happier.
That's right.
It will.
Indeed. But for anybody listening who's not a longevity patient but is struggling with either one of these issues, do give us a call. We have a very good program, and our physicians are all trained. It's provided by male providers. All three clinics have the capacity to do this, so you can get it done close to home. And we're very objective. We do keep data about how much result people are getting, and we do evaluate that data, because the goal is not just to bring you in for a treatment. We want you better. We want you to come back for other things. So we want to open our doors. So, our patients do better. So give us a call. Come and meet with the provider if you need to. Consults are completely free once you sign up for treatment, and they can begin treatment the same day if you decide to do that. We do a questionnaire, we do your medical history, and it's all done by physicians, so we would be happy to take care of you.
Very good. And while we're talking about longevity, this summer, wouldn't that be good to, here we are, the first, second, third day of summer, officially. Wouldn't you like to get healthier so that by fall, by winter, by next summer, you are better than you are today? You're feeling better. You've got more energy. You are stronger, faster, leaner, smarter.
sexier and happier.
And happier,
funny
yes.
Funny about men, the sexier they get, the happier they can be.
Well, and the wives too.
Depends on the wife.
There you go. There you
right.
go.
You know, here's your problem, of course, that by age 50, 50% of men
yes.
have some degree of erectile dysfunction. Mm. But 70% of women have lost interest in sex.
Wow.
And so, you know, we want to equalize that. We want to mm-hmm. kick the women back into high gear,
right.
which will make both them and their spouse happier.
Right.
And then the men, they have already got the interest. What we want them to be able to do now is do something about their interest.
Right.
So.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not all longevity does.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no. We would love to have you come in and find out more about what we do. And Dr. Yum, maybe you can just give us a few minutes here on what longevity does. As a new client, new patient comes in, they get their tests done, and then where do we go from there with their blood work and their in-body? What's next?
You know, Jerry always tells me that nobody wants to pay for prevention and nobody wants to be proactive. But I think that when people come to longevity, they get longevity. They understand. Very few, I know 50% will not leave us once they've been with us for longer than a year.
That's right.
And the reason is they kind of get what is happening. They're noticing. And the commonest comment, I'll say this very simply, is that my older patients who are in their 70s now or older will tell me that when they compare themselves to their peers and their relatives and their friends who are the same age group, they're just different. They look different, they feel different, and their lives are different. And that's the big thing. We're all aging. Lynette, you mentioned being healthy. And I'm saying is that we're all going down the same path. We all know this. Lifespan mm-hmm. in the United States today is in the mid-70s for men and women. We'll die around that time. It was a light bulb moment for one of my patients when he moved from one area to another area, and he met with a financial planner, and she told him, you have 5 more summers left on this planet based on statistics. And he said the light bulb went on.
Wow.
And so based on statistics, we're all going downhill in the same trajectory. Our muscles are getting weaker. Our brain is getting weaker. Our heart is getting weaker. We don't have the energy, the stamina, or the capacity. And so why do we pretend that it's not happening to us?
Right.
It's happening to somebody else. It is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening
yes.
every single day. And the question is, what are you willing to do to change that fact?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because the government and the insurance company and your doctor is not going to do that for you.
No, that's not their goal.
No, you got to remember that we don't have a health care system in America. We have a disease management system. You know, your insurance company is not designed to make you healthier.
Yeah.
They're designed to pay for treatment of your diseases.
Yeah.
And that means first you have to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll help pay for the treatment of that disease. The purpose for the vast majority of physicians in America is to treat diseases. Cardiologists treat cardiovascular disease. Neurologists treat neurologic disease. Orthopedists treat joint and bone diseases. And if you don't have a bone and joint disease, they're going to say, what are you here for?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a heart disease.
Send you to somebody
Why
else.
Are you at the cardiologist?
Yeah.
You know, you're not neurologically impaired. Why are you at the neurologist?
Yeah.
Because all of these medical specialties are there to treat diseases. It's only longevity clinics like us that are there to prevent you from getting the diseases in the first place.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We are out to help you live a long, joyous, robust, happy life. We are not here to treat your diseases. The problem is, and I have said it for years and I still maintain it is true, very few people are proactive enough to come see us before they get their disease.
Mm.
Even with us, where we are here to prevent you from getting the disease, most of the people that come in our door come because they have a disease. They've now discovered that they have an erectile dysfunction, or they are getting short of breath with their exercise, and they come to us and say, you know, we don't want to have this disease anymore. Well, reality is, it's a lot easier to prevent the disease than it is to fix it.
Right. Mm. Yes.
And so we're starting off at a disadvantage because that's not our goal. We are not here really to treat your diseases. That's why you've got your other doctors. That's why we insist you have other doctors.
Right.
I want you to have doctors that whose job is to treat your diseases. Our job is to make you as healthy as possible.
Right.
And the earlier you get to us and the few diseases you have developed before we start you, the better you will be.
Right. And if you do develop a problem while you're under our care, your outcome will be better than your peers.
Yes. You know, we have a lot of physicians as patients.
Yeah.
We have an awful lot of traditional medical doctors who are now our patients. And the most common way that we acquire a new doctor as a patient is that they will treat one of our other patients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an ophthalmologist will see one of our people for an eye problem, and the doctor is impressed with how good the patient otherwise looks. Yes, they've got an eye problem, but they look so much better and they function so much better than the average person of their age that the doctor says, I want that too.
Yes.
And then the doctor becomes our patient.
Yes.
So, yeah, we got a fair number of doctors who have become our patients because they've treated our other patients, which is really kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it is.
Yeah. But I would prefer you come see us before you've fallen apart to the point that now you're scared.
Yeah. That's right.
We'll still see you.
Mm-hmm.
But we can accomplish less once you've fallen apart about 90% of the way.
That's right.
Than if you see us when you've only got a 5% decline.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, an investment in yourself, knowing what normal is. We all know what normal is. And the question is, what are you willing to do
when
to
you get
slow
back,
it down?
I'm going to give you some statistics on American nursing homes.
Okay.
Because it's scary.
Yes, and it's very true.
Oh, boy. That's what we're talking about right now on Leading Edge Medicine. We can talk about whatever you would like to talk about as well with your questions about your health and aging, maybe a recent diagnosis of you or a loved one. Give us a call right now. We will get you in the call queue and get you right on the air. We'd love to talk with you. We are live. Here is the number to get with us, 1-800-465-8770. We'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. Crazy for feeling so blue.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. And we're talking about aging, talking about the health care system, or more of the disease system.
Management.
Yeah, disease management. And you were going to mention about nursing homes, which...
But that song. I love her voice.
Patsy Cline. Yes.
Patsy Cline has got a beautiful voice.
Depressing as hell is the song she said.
I know. I had to let her finish because it's just beautiful voice.
Yeah. I love the voice. I hate
the song. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
How can a woman who sounds so beautiful be so depressing? You know, I always found beautiful women cheer me up.
Yeah. You'd think.
But then again, I'm male. You know, yeah. I can't help it. I am what I am. It's all what I am. Anyway. Yeah, you know, there's a big difference in how long you live when you go to the nursing home,
mm-hmm.
depending on how well your brain is functioning. I saw a study this past week that was, it made me think everybody should come to Longevity Medical Clinic. If you are just getting debilitated, you're getting weak, you're hard to take care of yourself, you know, they're afraid you're going to fall down and stuff, the family will do their best to take care of you. They will keep you home with your loved ones as long as practical. Most of the people go to the nursing home when their cognitive skills If you're not able to feed yourself and take care of things, if you don't know who your family members are anymore, that's when you're more likely to get put in the nursing home. Mm. If you go in the nursing home with your brain intact, you will live an average of 2.5 years in the nursing home.
Mm.
Okay. The average age of going to the nursing home is about 83 if you're cognitively intact, and you'll be dead somewhere in your 85th year.
Wow.
Okay. If you go in the nursing home cognitively impaired with dementia, your lifespan is expected to be about 5.5 months.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Less than a half year.
Wow.
Just under 6 months. So your death, when you're cognitively impaired, less than 6 months, about 5.5 months. If you're cognitively intact, about 2.5 years. And so, and there's a big difference in the age at which you go in, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the scary thing, though. You could pay for longevity medical clinic for 20 years to stay out of the nursing home one extra year. It'll cost you it'll cost you more to go to the nursing home for 1 year than it would to be a patient at longevity for 20 years.
Wow.
Okay. That's the impact. So if you come to us and we make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, happier, and keep your brain functioning well.
Yes.
You can do that for 20 years with us for the cost of 1 year in the nursing home.
Yeah.
All right. If we keep you out of the nursing home an extra 5 or 6 years, you are $1 million ahead.
Absolutely. Wow.
So
that's a lot to think about.
That's
staggering. You know, when you do that math,
yeah,
that is so much different.
It really is. Yeah.
It's staggering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, when I compared the U.S. nursing home statistics to the Scandinavian statistics, it raised some questions in my mind.
Okay.
Because in Scandinavia, the average nursing home person is there for almost 4 years, 3.7 years.
Not quite double, but...
Yeah. So, well, actually, though, you got to remember, most people go in the nursing home here demented and are dead in less than 6 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the minority that live there for 2.5 years because they're the healthiest cognitively people.
Yeah.
And so it makes me wonder about, you know, the Scandinavian countries. Do they put their old folks in the nursing homes younger? Does it not have the stigma? Are families more willing to move, or people more willing to go live in a nursing home?
Or do they take better care of them?
Or do they take better care of them in the nursing home? Or, you know, what's the difference?
Right.
How come our people, on balance, because most people are demented and die in less than 6 months.
Right.
So the average length of stay in our nursing homes is just about a year.
Wow.
Okay. 2.5 years if your head is intact. Slightly under 6 months if you're demented. But in Scandinavia, they're there about 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Yeah. Memory is such an interesting thing. You know, Jerry, you've often said that people who have dementia basically die twice.
Yes.
Once when they lose their memory and cannot recognize family, and secondly, when they actually do die. Yeah.
That person is dead.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
body is still talking along, kinda.
Right.
But the person is gone.
Right.
You know. I'm kind of torn about the assisted suicide question.
Mm.
You know, on the one hand, I am a firm believer in human freedom.
Yeah.
And if you don't own yourself, what do you own?
Mm. Yeah. You know?
On the other hand, I am very concerned about social pressures pushing people to kill themselves when it's not necessary, or the government wanting to get rid of you.
Yeah, because they don't want to pay out.
Because they don't want to pay out,
You're too expensive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I mean, we had a politician back under Mr. Obama who actually took the position that everyone should die at 65.
What?
Yeah, and if you're not willing to die at 65, you should be put to death. Now, as a 76-year-old man,
I don't think so.
No, moron. You want to go, guy? Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'll load the gun for you. Go in the back room and do it. But no, personally, I'm 76. I got plans for a couple of decades still.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, as long as my brain is functioning well, I want to keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
But then I'm enjoying my life. I have a robust, outrageously happy life. Mm-hmm. At what point will that change? Mm-hmm. You know, and at what point do you get to decide that you no longer want to keep living? Mm-hmm. And then what should your rights be? And then there's always the question of sin. Mm. You know, many people will say, well, you can't because that's self-murder. That is sin. You go to hell, etc. And other folks say, no, that, you know, that's the right. And especially folks that believe in reincarnation. Well, isn't it time just trade in a body that doesn't work for a new one? You know, why don't you come back as somebody else? Start over.
Karma, Jerry, karma.
Yeah. So, you know, and I don't know how the universe works. Mm. You know, it's beyond my job description. Mm-hmm. I'm a physician. My job is to help you live the strongest, happiest,
yeah,
most robust, joy-filled life you possibly can. That's what longevity is about. I'm not necessarily interested in, quote, longevity, despite the name of the clinic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want you to live while you're here.
Right.
I want you to be happy and active and doing things and productive and worthwhile.
That's right. And
yeah,
that's what the difference between lifespan and health span is. Lifespan is one number. That's how long you live. But it's the health in that life that is very important. And you want that to equal your lifespan,
yes,
as much as possible.
That's right. You know, so I guess that's Dr. Mixon's philosophy of, you know, my purpose in life is to do as much good for as many people as I can.
Yeah.
I made that determination as a very young man when I got out of the service, you know, as a reaction to my post-traumatic stress because of the extreme violence of my early youth. And so I've dedicated my life now for almost 50 years to being the most productive and helping as many people as I can to have the best lives they can.
Mm-hmm.
For most people, that translates to a longer life.
Mm-hmm.
But however long you're going to be alive, I want you to live, not just exist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to see big smiles on my people's faces. I want them happy. I want them productive. And being productive, at least for me, is part of my happiness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure it is.
Yeah. When you're tired at the end of a long day.
And you know, being productive means different things to different people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For you, being productive is creating new things to help people. But for somebody else, it may be spending time with their grandchildren and enjoying their day.
Yes.
And that's perfectly okay.
And helping to raise the grandkids and make those grandkids into better people.
Or great-grandkids.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you're creating at that point
that's
in your
right.
life.
That's
you're
right.
creating another generation of good people.
That's right.
We like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And that is needed today.
Absolutely
more,
it is.
Yeah.
It
more
takes
than
a
ever
village.
Before.
A good village. Here is the number to get through. We would love to have you call in and be part of our show. I think everyone's outside enjoying some weather. It's like, hey, give us a call.
What have we had? One phone call.
One phone call. We've never done
We're
just one
hour
phone
and
call.
A half into the show, we've had one phone call. Are we on the air?
Yes.
Is that transmitter actually transmitting?
Is it working? Here's the number, 1-800-465-8770. We'll be right back. Medicine, good morning. Prove to us that the phone lines are working because we're kind of wondering today. This is an odd thing for us.
Right. Have the phone lines gone down all over Western Washington?
We did get one call. That's just really odd for us. We
usually
have people waiting in line and trying to get them on. 1-800-465-8770. Were you just now trying to call?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was not. I'm waiting for the callers.
All right. There we go. In the meantime, lots of great information here. We're talking about do we go to longevity and prevent what's ahead and live our best life, or do we go into the nursing home and yeah. fade? And I know what I would want to choose and what I have chosen. And you can do that too. That is why longevity is here for you. Three clinics. There's got to be one close to you. Kirkland, Tacoma, or in Linwood. That's Kirkland, Tacoma, or in Linwood. And here's what you do. You give us a call. You get in for that free health analysis. We'll do a blood test and an in-body test. You'll see our clinics. You will get to meet with one of the doctors there and hopefully do a blood panel to see where your hormone levels are and what is going on in your body. See what you're at risk for. Things that we talk about on the show all the time. Cancers, Alzheimer, joint degeneration, sexual dysfunction, diabetes, heart disease, and so much more. These are all ahead of us unless we do something to prevent. So make a phone call right now to Longevity and get your appointment scheduled. Pick the day and time that work best for you. Here's the number, 866-86-YOUNG. It's easy to remember, 866-86-YOUNG. Or you can go to our website, which is lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. And whoops, there we go. All right. lmclinic.com, and you can get information. You can see Dr. Mixon there. You can even listen to some of our past radio podcasts. So that's what you do to become a patient like so many have. And I love it when they call in on the show and they have their questions and they'll say, well, I have been a patient of Dr. Mixon's or Dr. Umat's for 10 years or 15 or since you started many years ago. We want that for you. We want health and vitality for you. Again, the phone number is 866-86-YOUNG. Say, hey, I'd like to come in for my free health analysis. You can also go to our website, lmclinic.com is where you go. All right. Okay. I did have a question texted to me. Somebody who said, I'm concerned about my mother. Mother is in her 70s, and she has, whenever she gets a urinary tract infection, she starts to get very confused and hallucinates. And I, you know, my mother dealt with that a lot, but never had that symptom. So this is new. Is that something that can happen with? That's what they're telling her, that it's because of a UTI, but...
Yeah, it's very common, especially in older women.
Okay.
Yeah, the urinary tract infections are basically seeding bacteria into the bloodstream, so mm-hmm. there's a toxic reaction. Again, it's all one body, you know, from your brain, top of your head, all the way down to your toes, and dysfunction anywhere impacts health everywhere. And older people have more fragile brains. They are damaged more easily. You know, their neurotransmitter levels are lower. It doesn't take much of an insult for older folks to get confused. In fact, just fatigue will do it. That's why we call it sundowner syndrome. By the end of the day, when people are getting tired, many older people will start to get confused and may have bad judgment and, you know, start making mistakes.
Right.
Just from the fatigue of being up and awake all day long.
Sure. And
so when you add an infection on top of that,
Okay.
confusion and even hallucinations can be very common.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that this, his mom is headed for early Alzheimer's or dementia.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
But,
okay.
But whenever, you know, I used to work emergency rooms sometimes, and every time an older lady came in with confusion, disorientation, the first thing we did was a urinalysis.
Rule out an infection.
Yeah. Because, again, I have said it before, I'll say it again, you know, female plumbing is proof that God is male.
yes.
You know, the female plumbing system works very well until it gets used, but childbearing is really tough on the genital urinary tract of women. And that urethra, that opening between the bladder to the outside, is very short in women. It's only about a centimeter, about half an inch long. And it opens out into the top of the introitus, the opening to the vagina. is also the opening for the bladder. It's right up there just below the clitoris. And so it's in an area that is moist, it's wet, it's dark, it's close to the rectum, so you get bacteria spread up there fairly easy. In older women, you often get a little bit of urinary leakage because, again, the muscles are starting to go with age. All of your muscles start to get weak, and that includes the functional muscles around your bladder and urethra. So you get a little bit of urinary leakage that's kind of now seeping back and running back towards the rectum. Bacteria are spreading forward. They go up that short urethra into the bladder so fast, so easy. And, confusion, disorientation, very, very common. So that's always one of the first things you should look at in an older woman with confusion is a bladder infection.
Okay. We did get confirmation. Our phone lines are not working today. So we got one phone call, and that our producer just said that his line, he tried calling, and he couldn't get through.
What?
So we do have issues going on today. Ah. So we'll just continue today, hopefully get that addressed for next week. But we'll just continue talking on different topics that we know.
A lot.
It sure does. We're like, whoa, the weather isn't that sunny outside. Why are we? Yes. Okay.
So are our topics that off-putting? Nobody wants to talk about them?
That's right. Okay.
But it went by fast, Jerry. The conversation just flowed today
from the different topics.
Well, can I talk a little bit about plans for the future?
Yes,
let's do. Yes, plans for longevity's
for
future.
Well, it's not longevity, it's for the show. Actually, because, we do 4 hours here every day, and we just take whatever calls happen to come in. And I was talking to my executive team, and they were saying, you do a good show, and you help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So the problem is that you're never going to be really big with that format, because there's only so much interest in toenail fungus. Mm. There's only so much interest in really bizarre blood dyscrasias and cancers that almost no one else has ever seen. Mm-hmm. And even we have read about them, but never actually had to treat a case because they're that rare. But people will call us about these things, And so, we comment as the best we can. But he said, Jerry, I want you to look at what Rush Limbaugh used to do. Mm. He had the most popular show. He was an institution in radio. Democrats and Republicans both, even if they hated him, they listened to him.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Because they wanted to know what his side of the aisle was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And Rush was a real bellwether for that. If Rush was talking about it, everybody was talking about it.
Yes, everybody was talking.
Yeah. And he said Rush would curate his calls.
Okay.
When somebody would call, the engineers would kind of look through and say, is this something we think Rush wants to talk about or not? Mm-hmm. And the call would come through, and Rush would graciously answer their question per se, but then he took it wherever he wanted it to go.
Right.
And people listened to the show to hear what Rush Limbaugh mm-hmm. thought about the subject. And so the caller brought up the subject, but what they were really interested in was, what did Rush think?
Yeah, what does he think about this?
So they were saying, can you restructure the show? When you start going live on video, can you restructure the show in some way that will let people hear what you guys think about the subjects more often? Because they said, we think that a lot of the people are listening to the show because it's fun.
Because we are fun, yes.
It's entertaining because you're having a good time.
Yeah.
And so you're taking that good time into their home. Mm. So they said, we don't want you to get too serious. We don't want you to become too preachy. Mm-hmm. But we do want you to have fun. We want you to, emote, talk about what really you guys care about.
Mm-hmm.
But use the callers as an entryway to that.
Mm, okay.
And so what we're thinking is that we'll start off with our 2 hours on each station, but probably the first 45 minutes to an hour is going to be what we want to talk about.
Okay. some new medical news, political things that are going on.
And family stuff.
What's
going on in your life? You know, we were talking before the show started. Samara was sharing that she's going back up to Canada.
Yes.
Is it your mom or your husband's mom?
Husband's mom.
Husband's mom is kind of getting near the end of life. And one of Samara's nieces has been engaged to this guy for a year or more. And mom told her, why aren't you married? I want to see you married before I die. And mom is getting close to dying.
Okay.
And so she tells the niece about that. And so the niece said, okay, we're getting married this weekend.
Like so, this weekend?
Yeah. So mom can see us get married.
Wow. Yes.
You know? And so Samara and Sunil are headed back up to Canada. They'll probably early tomorrow morning to visit mom and see the niece.
Get married.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, wow.
No, that's kind of the human interest people that let people see who you, Samara, are.
The doctors. You know? Yeah. They like that peek behind the curtain.
Yeah. And so that's part of the stuff we're going to be talking about on the new show.
Okay.
What's going on in your family? What's going on in my family? Lynette, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
What's going on in the clinic? What's going on with our patients?
Are the patients talking about? What's important to them?
Yes. Yeah. In addition to what is the new science? Yes. Mm-hmm. But what are the new social things, too, that are impacted? For instance, we talked this morning about assisted suicide. You know, and I told you, I'm ambivalent.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want the government deciding when it's time for me to die.
Right.
Because under Mr. Obama, we had a fellow who was telling us, yeah, 65, you probably ought to just go kill yourself and, you know, we should cut off your medical care. See, well, wait a minute. Is this a way to save Social Security? You know, if everybody dies at 65, nobody collects. You pay in your whole lifetime, and then we get to spend the money on what we want because you die.
That would benefit the government.
Yeah, it doesn't do much for me. You know, on the other hand, I'm 76 years old. I'm still paying the maximum into Social Security every year. Okay. Every one of my paychecks, every 2 weeks, I get a paycheck, and this great big hunk comes out for Social Security. And I'm saying, how long do they expect me to live? Is there an age at which I can stop paying into Social Security? Really? Is it what would that age be? 80, 90, 106? Do I finally, at some point, get to stop putting money into a system that I'm never going to get it back out of?
There you go. Yeah, that's what we should do at 65. You should celebrate becoming a, you know, 65 and then not have to, regardless of how long you work.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. I don't know. That could be an interesting medical argument.
That is.
How long does Dr. Mixon expect to live, and how long should he have to pay into Social Security?
Social Security. You know,
at 76, I'm still paying.
Yeah.
I'm collecting, too.
Okay.
And the bizarre thing is, my 12-year-old daughter is collecting.
Oh, really?
Yes. How's
that?
Yes. Well, I was 65 when she was born.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay. So, but I didn't collect Social Security at 65. I put it off, and I didn't start collecting until they told me I had no choice.
Okay.
Ah, I said, well, every year you put it off, your collection goes up 8% or 7%, 8%, something like that. And so I said, okay, well, I'm still working. I'm making a decent living. I'll just wait. I don't need my Social Security yet. And so, you know, it got bigger and bigger and bigger the longer and longer I waited. But then I got my early 70s. They said, sorry, you can't put it off anymore. You've got to start collecting. I said, oh, okay.
Okay.
So go ahead and send me the check, people. So they started sending me a check. So on the one hand, I'm paying the maximum in. On the other hand, I'm taking the maximum out.
Yeah. And that's our government working hard.
That's right. But then the surprise came. My daughter, who at that time was 5, got a check.
Oh.
And I said, wait, there must be a mistake. My daughter is 5 years old. Why are you sending her a Social Security check? We said, well, that's the law. You have to collect. And because you have a minor child at home, they get a check too.
Oh.
Because I guess the government assumption is that if you still have someone under 18 that is your dependent and you're on Social Security, you must be kind of feeble and poor. And so we're going to help you take care of that child.
Well, didn't you start the show by saying you're not the norm?
Yeah. Yeah.
What I hear him saying is when we hit 70, we should have another child. Is that what I mean?
Something like that, yeah. Because they send my daughter $1,500 and some odd dollars every month.
Wow.
And so what I did when she was 5 years old, I said, okay, I'm going to open one of those special tax-exempted educational accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so every time the check comes into her bank account, we just route it into her tax-free school stuff.
There
so,
you
yeah.
Go.
So my daughter just finished the sixth grade, and altogether she's got like, I don't know, $150,000, $160,000 put aside for
wow.
school.
Wow.
Very
for
good.
Smart kid.
Yes. Smart dad and mom.
You know. Yeah. And I haven't had to put a penny of it in because Social Security is putting it in for my daughter.
There you go. I think there's going to be an influx.
These rules
of
make
senior children.
These rules make no sense. None. A, I don't need Social Security.
You're
I
taking
work full
it anyway.
Time. I make a good living. I just don't want to pay in. I should not have to take out. But I don't want to pay in anymore.
Yes.
I'm already 76, for God's sake. I'm turning 77 this summer. You know, let me stop paying. And no, you don't have to send me a check. I'm supporting myself. And you sure as hell don't have to send my 12-year-old daughter a check. What are you people, crazy?
And there lies the rub.
Yeah. Why do I get a discount on the Washington State ferries? Mm-hmm. I make more money than everybody working on that damn ferry. Why are you giving me a discount?
Because you're a senior, sir.
Who needs the discount? It's not we people in our 70s that have accumulated assets our entire lives. It's that 20-year-old kid who's been married. His wife is pregnant with their third child. He's making the least amount of money he's ever going to earn in his life. He needs a discount at the restaurant and the movies and the ferry. It's not those of us that have accumulated assets for the last 40-some years. It makes no sense. Just because you're old don't mean you're poor. Mm. Now, you may be old and poor,
yeah.
In which case, fine, you need some help. But you're more likely to be poor when you're young and just getting started in life.
Yes, yes.
That's who needs the breaks.
Yeah, in debt and poor.
In debt and poor and pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah. With the family.
What the hell are we doing? Who are these people that make these rules?
Okay, so we get to see Dr. Mixon do this. If only you could have seen his arms flailing and the passion in his eyes. And you will.
You will. That's
you
right.
will.
You will.
Oh, and I sure hope I have a good close-up on the camera.
You'll be controlling it, Lynette.
I know.
You get the control. But, you know, we also have a camera aimed for you.
Uh-oh.
The new studio has 8 cameras.
Okay.
8 different cameras. So there's a close-up on me and a close-up on Dr. Umat and a close-up for each of our guests and a close-up for you. And then there's a panoramic so you can see everybody.
See the whole studio.
And you've got a little toggle switch so that if I stand up, because my butt hurts if I sit too long, you know,
I can move the camera up.
You just roll the little joystick and the camera will pan up so you can still see me and I don't lose the top of my head off camera when I stand up.
Just his chest is That's there.
Right. That's right. So,
I don't think anyone would disagree with that. They'd probably be fine with that. But I guess I'll make the decision on that.
That's right. You
get
to
decide. Face talking.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to see my pecs flexing as I'm waving my arms.
Lynette, move it up. Move it up. Oh, sorry. Camera
wake
up here.
Lynette,
eyes up here.
I'm up here.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, this is going to be an exciting time. And you've got the equipment. We're just waiting for some more things to happen in here.
We ripped out all the walls. We made the room much bigger. We painted the walls kind of this dark gray-green, almost black, so it won't reflect light where we don't want light reflected. And we've got all the set ordered, and they're building stuff for us. And there's
wonderful.
All going to get put in. And they're supposed to be installed about July 12th.
Okay.
If things go on schedule. And then we have a few weeks to play with it and learn to use all the fancy electronic controls. And then we start going live.
And showtime.
It won't be radio alone anymore. We'll still be here on the radio. So if you're one of that 3% of people that still have a radio sitting in your living room and you all cluster around the radio and listen to it, great. You can still do that. But if you listen to us on your computer or your cell phone or your smart TV or whatever, you'll be able to see us somewhere in, we hope, early August.
Very good. Yeah, you can watch us on your computer screen, on your app, on your
that's right.
iPad, your phone.
That's what we're going to be doing.
There you go. We'll wave at you. You can wave right back.
Will we see them wave back?
Yeah,
back,
we won't see them. But, you know, our imaginations are pretty good, I think. So.
Well, actually, we are putting in some fancy teleprompters on at least two of the cameras. Yours, Dr. Yuma, and mine.
Okay.
I don't know if you get a teleprompter or not.
Okay.
But on the teleprompter, the reason is that if I say, could you look that up for us? You'll be able to go on and look it up, pop it up on our teleprompters, and we can see what you found.
Very good. Because we do love doing that behind the screens. If somebody brings up a disease or a condition or something that...
We haven't seen it in 20 years.
We don't know what it is.
We'd like to know what the newest is.
Yeah.
So could you look that up? You'll be able to look it up, and we'll see it on our screen. But also, if we have a guest, because I hope to bring guests in that are the research. You know, we talked about Rebecca Glazier and testosterone and breast cancer and so on. I want to get Rebecca in at Dr. Glazier in as a guest on a video call.
Yes.
And so you'll be able to put her on the screen next to us. Mm-hmm. So there'll be us and there'll be her. And then she'll come up on our teleprompter screen so that when I look at her face on the camera, I'm looking right into the camera.
Very good.
So we can talk to her. It'll be more natural conversation because we'll actually have that video call guest right in front of us on our screens.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And so, so I'm hoping to bring in some of the really great research people, some of the things that, you know, that we talk about, but we can't really show. I want to bring them in and show them on the show so people can see what we're talking about.
Very good. That's great. It's happening. Your plans, your dreams, Dr. Mixon, it's all continuing to unfold and come true here at Longevity Medical Clinics. Now, we would love to have you call and come in. We would love to meet you, have a couple of tests, and be one of our patients. And to get started with that, you just make this one phone call, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Or go to our website, which is lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. All right, we're hoping for next week to have our phones working. We will be back live in the studio. You have a great rest of your week, and thank you for listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We'll see you next time.